You are listening to The Bugcast, episode 460.
Woo-hoo! You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
I pull myself to the ground. Something downtown. When I wanna be with you, but you ain't wearing a crown. It keeps falling as you frown. When I wanna be with you, play the average and talk. You place your life into a bubble. When I wanna be with you, say for everything there's a time. It's daily torture in my mind. When I wanna be with you.
The Candides with their track Summer. Candides is an indie pop band formed in 2012 in Nantes in France. They like to compose even and play campfire hits, but they also like vapor and love the sun. Now, I haven't got a clue what that means. I hope it's not referring to illicit substances. The rest is cheap talk, they say. That track was taken from the band's second EP, Modern Life, which was released right at the tail end of March 2017. If you'd like to find out more about Candids, their Facebook page is at facebook.com/wearecandids.
Oh, indeed.
Now, my vocal acrobats this evening are probably fairly indicative of how this show is going to run. We do have some rather fundamental technical problems here at Bugcast Towers at the moment, which I'll go on to a little bit more detail after the next pair of songs. But anyway, welcome to the Bugcast, episode 460. On tonight's show, we have our usual mix of Creative Commons music, and we have, well, really, one topic of conversation to go through. Or maybe two, actually. I suppose we should probably cover up the election.
Well, should we just cut that bit short and just say, up poop creek.
Up poop creek without a paddle.
And I have to say, I think it's very indicative that it's not just the fact that people voted for the party people didn't expect people to vote to. It's the fact that around about 30% of the people were the only ones that could be bothered to vote.
Oh, the turnout was just stupid.
So really was. 60, 70% of people just couldn't be bothered. And they're the ones that are going to jump up and down and say, how has this happened?
They do not have a voice because they didn't have a vote.
Exactly.
Stupid idiots.
So maybe this is a good track name, thinking of dodgy politicians. Haha. This is the Ladies of Wearecandids. I'm just joking. This is the Ladies of with Assassination.
Your situation should break into You're listening to The Bugcast, part of the Other Side Podcast Network. Don't touch that dial. Wait a minute. I don't have a dial. I've not had a dial in years.
Now when I pull up in that 71 Cutlass, boy, I'm so clean, but they don't see the nightmares I had before. I had the dreams about victory and other things that's unseen. I had the 212s in the 94 Sierra Green. My team is riding with me. I hate to see my people struggle, hate to see my sister struggle. Now I'm out here flexing muscle, riding, hitting these switches. Marble flows in my kitchen, but they don't know about the rags I had before these riches. Riding, bumping, no twist. This an adrenaline rush. The first time I hit that stage, I told them haters I bet I bust. It's a mean ways to that money. It could be them, it could be us. I told my team, let's get that green. Never go with broke, baby, that's a must.
I had the struggle, I had the hustle. Some sleepless nights, man, look here, I had a couple. I had the struggle, I had the hustle. Some sleepless nights, man, look here, I had a couple.
Switch, they looking sad. I'ma fill my tank up, I'ma ride till I can. Cause I see my mama struggle as a boy, now I'm a man. I'ma get my freak on, I'ma get my shine on. I'ma get my people going till we can't get no more. What did Kendrick say? God got us, then we gon' be alright. I'ma hustle, I'ma grind from the morning to the night. I ain't never sitting down and I ain't never looking back. I ain't never falling off, I ain't gon' stop getting these racks. If you gettin' too comfortable, I ain't got nothing to do with that. Hustlin' like my Uncle Sammy, gotta get it for my family, hear me?
I had the struggle, I had the hustle. Some sleepless nights, man, look here, I had a couple. I had the struggle, I had the hustle. Some sleepless nights, man, look here, I had a couple. I had the struggle, I had the hustle. Some sleepless nights, man, look.
That was Dreams About Victory with their track Had to Struggle. Dreams About Victory is a new up-and-coming artist out of South Carolina, or at least born in South Carolina. Born in the 1980s, Dreams grew up in a time when you actually had to have skills to step up to the mic and not just a catchy hook or auto-tune. Artists like Tupac, Nas, Jay-Z, Bone Thugs, and Biggie dominated the rap scene in the 90s. Dreams was influenced by all of these artists. His music has been called soul rap, revolutionary rap, and R&G. Definitely a breath of fresh air in the rap industry full of copy and paste artists. That track was a single, which was released in February of 2016. He's actually from North Carolina now, living, and you can find out more about him over at his Facebook page, facebook.com/dreamsaboutvictory. And that was groovy.
It was. I misheard Bone Thugs, though.
Really?
Anyway, before that, it was The Ladies Of and Assassination from Atlanta in Georgia. They are a songwriting collective based out of Atlanta, which includes Johnny Blade, James Hall, Jack Massey, Jeff Tonney, Roman Glick, and Sam Smivik. The group writes and records songs from a variety of musical genres, including rap, rock and roll, blues, soul, indie rock, and gothic country. Don't think I've ever heard of Gothic country before.
No.
That'd be interesting to find out more about. Find out more about them by checking out theladiesof.bandcamp.com.
Excellent. Now, before we go and see who's listening to us live just over at the Bugcaster Talk, I just want to highlight the fact that ever since Caroline first introduced the track at the beginning of that pair of songs, the number of people listening on our live stream went up from 2 to 5 very quickly. So I'd like to take this opportunity to say greetings and welcome to the public servants of GCHQ who have decided to tune in at this time. So who's listening to us live, darling?
Well, GCHQ, Gamerchick 02, Gregorio SWVP, K5 Tox, Kevy, The Love Bug, me, Feru, Vinzy V's not there and I've just read him out, and Yelik.
You're on autopilot.
Yes, I am. Oh, I was just saying to Dave, though, as well, GCHQ is probably following me because of my search history as well. I went to a meeting.
Is this clean?
Yes. Well, I went to a meeting and part of the discussion was talking about how sometimes specialist training can help open doors for people. The specific job in question was somebody who was trying to be a master locksmith and they do training about how to gain entry without breaking an entry, you know, so you are kind of effectively being taught how to break and enter. It's very niche and it has to be well regulated. But they also mentioned that they'd had a query from somebody who wanted to know about the training to become a chicken sexer. And I never knew that that sort of thing existed. But basically, that is somebody who is paid to sit or stand and examine chicks either by their feathers or by...
We're talking about the small fluffy animals here, not women.
Yes, their feathers, or, well, hopefully when I said the feathers, they would have realised I meant chick-chick rather than, hey. They do the shape of their feathers, or they squeeze their bottom, and when the feces comes out, they can work out if there's a bump or not, and that tells them they're male or female.
TMI.
But they have to process around about 700 chicks an hour, and they have to have a 99% success rate, because if they get one wrong when they separate them from male and female, they have to redo the whole batch.
I would imagine it even. I would imagine it pays well.
Oh, it pays phenomenally well.
A special request from Kevy. Stop! I've been enjoying this beer, he said.
You can still enjoy it. Just think about chicken butts as he's doing it. We've got a game called Monkey Butt.
Well, he just said you... But that's cheap, not...
Yeah. And that you kind of makes me realise that we are... A village upwind from us have a planning permission at the moment for a 6 million gallon bio-fertiliser lagoon.
Yeah, something like that.
It's going to smell.
Yes, I think it's a load of... Anyway, let's move on.
Shall we do some more music? This is Initium with... Begging.
You call me stupid as well, but never got it. I'll be paying my ears.
Hi, my name's Rowley, and when I'm wandering the streets of London aimlessly, I love to listen to the podcast.
My house of gold, I see it there upon my hill of dreams. The windows shine, in the reflection I see me standing inside. If I pray, baby, your God will come down, take me away to a house of gold. I see it there upon my hill of dreams, my hill of dreams. This old life can get you down, you take your dreams away. Oh, I feel it all, I love you more right now than I can ever say. Things will always be like this, water as she is away from the shore. She said I've been alone, time again, it's the only thing that I'm left holding on to.
That was Stephen Kearney with his track House of Gold. Since 2010, this is quite an amazing story, actually. Since 2010, Stephen Kearney has lived in Ireland, where when he was exiled by the government of the United States of America. His new material leaves the bare ghosts of the past, or even leaves bare the ghosts of the past, as he tries to make sense with the present. Now, he does have a Facebook page, but unfortunately, it is not only a personal profile, it's also restricted. So I'm not going to put that on there. So you'll have to go and visit his Jimendo profile page, which we'll link to in the show notes if you want to find out more about him.
Excellent. And before that, it was Initium with Begging from Gachina in Russia. They have existed since the beginning of 2011. They do not limit themselves by concentrating on any one style, and they do not try to copy anyone. And you can find out more by checking out their vk.com page, which is vk.com/initium rock, which is initium rock.
Excellent stuff. I'd like to take this opportunity to say thank you very much indeed to Kevy, who seems to be begging for a job, as he is putting all of the tracks that we're playing into Twitter in real time, which is really kind of him. So thank you very much indeed for doing that. Right. Now then, I'm going to tell you a little story. So we are having problems with our internet service at the moment. I'm not going to say the name of the company. When I got back from work on Wednesday afternoon, I saw that Virgin Media had dropped a card on our through our door. And it says, my name is so-and-so, and I popped by at around 20 to 2 on Wednesday. I was working in your neighbourhood today and found a problem with your Virgin Media services. This means that your broadband or parts of your TV service, like interactive features and the red button, may not be working today. I was hoping to be able to fix the problem without taking up your time, but it looks like we'll need to visit you at home to finish the work. Please give us a call to arrange an appointment, blah, blah, blah. Now, for them to say your broadband or parts of your TV service may not be working today, well, when I left the house that morning, our TV service and broadband were working absolutely flawlessly, as they have done for a good number of years. So I phoned them up and asked them, you know, what's the issue here? Why is there a fault? And more to the point, why is our broadband down? The TV service was fine. Well, most of it anyway. But we had no internet access. We still have no internet access, just to give that a bit of context. Anyway, they said that they'd found a fault and they had basically been forced to restrict our internet service. And I'm like, okay, but if the problem's with our internet service, why have you restricted it? Why haven't you fixed it? I'm saying, well, the problem is likely to be inside your property. I'm like, how can it be inside our property when we haven't changed the layout of that room for, what, 3 years? And when we did change the layout, I did move some stuff around. So if there was going to be a problem, that would have happened 3 years ago, not now. We've changed nothing of recent weeks, days. So anyway, it took a lot of to-ing and fro-ing, a little bit of
badgering.
I was going to say throwing toys out of the pram on Twitter, but yeah, badgering works. For them to tell us what the problem actually is that there's noise, signal noise being generated from our property, which is going back into the cabinet and potentially affecting the other local customers being fed from the same cabinet. Now, the way they worded it, they said it's likely to be causing problems. Now, I jumped straight on that and said, well, so you've cut off our service on the possibility it might be affecting other customers, but you haven't checked that. To which the chap on Twitter got a little bit defensive. He said, that isn't what I said.
What I said was... He said may.
What I said was, there is a high likelihood that it has affected the local area. But I stand by the fact that, you know, I don't believe that's been checked. So anyway, the upshot of it is that because of a fault somewhere that is very highly likely being caused by something on either on their side or on their equipment, they've cut our service, which is highly frustrating because we're still paying for it. And we have a show to do this evening.
Now, the earliest engineer is Monday, mm-hmm. So they're slow on that respect. But the minute I said, I'm assuming we get compensated for this, they were very quick to say, what? It depends on what the fault is. Very annoying.
I think the thing that bugs me the most about this whole situation is that if there was a potential problem, why didn't they, you know, put some effort in to resolve the issue rather than just switching us off and leaving it 5 days? They have both mine and Caroline's mobile numbers on file.
Which, interestingly, I got a message today that said... From Virgin Media. Hi, this is Virgin Media. We've fixed the network problem and everything should be working fine now. If you're having the same problem, please text help. So when Dave got home, he checked it. No internet, so I text help. Sorry, it's still not working. For TV and broadband, please restart everything, and if 30 minutes later you're still stuck, text help. So, waited a bit. Texted help. Okay, we'll do another check our end. We'll do that before 8 o'clock.
And we've had nothing since.
And then Dave rang them, and they said, oh no, that was a different thing.
Because there was another issue in the local area.
But there wasn't a little, because all their statuses said that there's no problems in your local area.
There were problems with interactive services on TV, but there were no local broadband issues.
No.
But when they say network issue, that could be an issue with the cable network rather than networking.
What's worrying is a lot of online forums where people have had the same thing happened. Some have had a longer wait than we have.
Mm.
And then they've come into the property, they've found no fault, and then just switched it back on again. If that happens, I'm going to be so piffed.
Well, I'm going to go absolutely ballistic. So as it stands at the moment, I'm actually running the live stream for this show over my, very warm mobile phone. So I did a rough guesstimate of how much it's going to use of my data allowance. Actually, in hindsight, you probably should have used your phone for this, as you have twice the allowance as I do. And if it goes anywhere near to capacity, then I'll be seeking recompense of that from Virgin Media as well. But it's very frustrating, and I've had, well, Caroline will attest to the fact that I've had real headaches trying to keep this internet connection up and running. So yes, that we can run the show this evening.
Let us not.
Wires coming out of places I didn't even know existed.
Let's not waffle too long.
Yeah, well, sharp. You keep talking.
Oi. Right.
Oh.
This is either. This is on Jamendo. It is down as Bralitz.
Right. That was my fault. That should not say that name. Right. I apologise. But it was that in the MP3 tag.
The artist name on Jamendo is Bralitz, but the name on the track came across as Nicholas Falcon, who we have played before, but we've not played this track before. So anyway, Bralitz, Nicholas Falcon with My Island.
I've got some plants growing on my island, on my island. And when the harvest comes, we'll be smiling on my island. I've got some waves all around my island, round my island. Go surfing every day on my island, on my island. Toucans lazing in the trees, busy birds and honeybees, cooling by the waterfall, a symphony of mating calls on my island. To work again when I find it on my island. Won't you come join me? Stretch a hammock between two trees. We can rest our lazy bones, and I won't have to live alone on my island. La 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 la.
Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time at thebookcast.org.
Say the word, I'll be there for as long as we stay.
Dans les flaques d'eau de Saint-Tropez.
That's your point of view. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just trying to explain that it's a lie.
The podcast, baby.
I believe that's what is called a squeaky bum moment. That was Ocean Shiver with If We Could Turn Back Time, the remix. I didn't actually put any details about who Ocean Shiver is. However, all the music is written in Ocean Shiver's home studio. Recorded live instruments, mixing and mastering are done in the same place by the same person. This track was taken from Ocean Shiver's June 2014 EP release, Out of Time. Now, sadly, their website has expired, presumably by their internet provider. Yeah, we know how that feels. So I can only direct you to their Bandcamp page, or his Bandcamp page, which is oceanshiver.bandcamp.com. And he's from somewhere in the Russia.
In the Russia,
in the Russia, yeah.
Ah. And before that, it was Bralitz or Nicholas Falcon, or both. Just Nicholas Falcon, known as Bralitz, I don't know. With My Island. A one-man band who plays guitar, drums and percussion, piano, bass, harmonica, ukulele, and sings songs that he writes himself. He randomly chose the name Bralitz, a small town in northeastern Germany, for no real reason other than its simplicity and the fact he often goes there to participate in a music festival. Ah, there you go. He likes to play from classics of various genres like rock and roll, folk, bossa nova, chanson and manouche, to name a few. Using multi-track recording, he performs all the parts on most of the songs and sings most of the harmonies to his own lead vocals. Ah,
there you go.
Find out more by checking out his Jamendo profile page, because that's pretty much the online footprint of this person.
Yes. I was just trying to find out what manouche is, but no. Urban Dictionary came up. You don't want to read that. Right. Yeah, sorry, the squeaky bum moment. We did actually lose our connection, so the stream dropped out. But during that last song, I managed to very, very sneakily reboot my phone, and everything's back and running again. Just in time for me to say that was the last pair of songs. So next week, the podcast episode 460.
That was the penultimate pair of songs. We've got one more song yet.
It was the last pair of songs. The podcast episode 461 will be broadcast live in the podcast chat room at thebudcast.org/live on Friday the 12th of May at 9:30 p.m. UK time. If you'd like to get in contact with us, give us some feedback on anything we've spoken about or any music we have played, you can send us an email, feedback@thebudcast.org. And of course, you can also follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/thebudcast. So it is last track time, and I shall hand over to the good lady. Well, that's quite a short track, actually, isn't it?
It's not too bad.
All of the tracks have been quite short this week.
Whatever.
Compared to the epic 8-minute one I played last week, of course.
Yeah. Are you going to shut them now?
Yeah.
So I can do my bit?
Yeah.
Right. So this is Plastic Hearts with Tulp from Novomoskov.
Novomoskovsk,
that place in Russia. They are a rock band from the Tula region. It was formed in 2013 by three guys, Sergei, Eugene and Edward. In 2016, Nikolai came to the band as a second vocalist. They are indie rock, garage rock and alternative rock. They have a music catalogue consisting of more than 20 original songs. Their lyrics are about personal life experiences, and they like an unusual rhythm section, high emotional voice of vocalists, and jams on stage are the key features. I was doing so well to that last bit, don't you think? I'd ad-libbed really well then, until Dave gave me the evils.
It's more the fact that I said to you when you got home from work, I filled in that in for you, but please do make it your own. And you didn't.
I did, as I was speaking it. It's just the end bit. I couldn't quite work out how to get that bit out. Anyway, find out more about them on Facebook at facebook.com/plasticheartbanditos. Really?
Yes.
Anyway, so we will catch you next week. And this is Plastic Hearts with Tulp.
See ya.
Bye.
The Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You were listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find more about our shows on otherside.network.